is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Ann N-G-O Nguyen. First name is Ann, A-N-H, middle name is Nock, N-G-O-C, and Nock Nguyen, last name Nguyen, N-G-O, N-G-U-Y-E-N, date of birth 7/28/1964. This letter is being written to Dr. Van Ga Pham. First name is Van, V-A-N, middle name is Ga, N-G-A, Ga, last name is Pham, P-H-A-M, Pham, Dr. Van Ga Pham, address 1569 Lex Ann Avenue, Suite 112, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-532-0105. Fax number 408-532-0106. Dear Dr. Van, V-A-N-N-G-A, Van N-G-A, Pham, PHAM Pham. Dear Dr. Van N-G-A Pham, thank you for asking me to see this 57-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Anne has been experiencing recurring problem with itchy rashes, which are raised erythematous, and that generally occur in cold weather, more often than hot weather, period. There are no other obvious exacerbating factors, period. She thinks she may be allergic to foods and some other items, and family wants an allergy workup, period. She also has history of itchy eyes and some stuffiness for which she uses some artificial tears, period. Once in a while, she uses Claritin for rash and itching and other symptoms, and that is generally quite helpful, period. There is no history of any asthma, period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, shortness of breath, coughing, wheezing, throat tightness, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Her diet is pretty much unrestricted, period. However, she went to emergency room perhaps maybe 10 or more years ago for possible peanut allergy symptoms, period. Details were not easy to gather, period. Certainly, she is still eating just about everything but peanuts in smaller quantities for fear of allergic reaction, period. However, no complete avoidance is practiced, and she just about eats everything and has not experienced any significant reactions, period. As you know, she has a cardiac condition for which she's taking many different medications, but I do not believe they are the cause of this problem, period. The list of medications is as follows. Number 1, simvastatin. Number 2, aspirin. Number 3, metoprolol. Number 4, Lasix. Number 5, is Riociguat, it is spelled as R-I-O-C-I-G-U-A-T, and I believe that may be for pulmonary hypertension, period. She also takes loratadine if needed, period. On exam, she exhibited moderate dermatographism, period. Nasal passages are mildly obstructed, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I answered all their questions, and they were quite appreciative for all the advice that was given, period. number two, a new paragraph, allergy skin testing revealed significant reaction to ryegrass and mild reaction to olive and privet tree, period. This probably is quite consistent with springtime rhinitis symptoms, period. Food allergy testing was negative, period. I clinically and from the skin testing, I do not believe she has any food allergies, period. I believe she can eat just about anything she wants, period. However, more testing may be required if there are significant symptoms, and period. My final diagnosis, mild rhinitis, number two, mild conjunctivitis, number three, mild to moderate dermatographism, number four, no evidence of food allergies, period. My treatment plan, avoid any obvious exacerbating factors that would produce rash. Number two, Claritin 10 milligram as and when needed would be fine. Number three, I do not believe she needs ongoing medication, but certainly that would change in future, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Anne Nock Nguyen.